More proof smoking is bad for you. I'm Ron Jordan with local news from WGNS. A 29-year-old Murfreesboro man had to be admitted to the hospital Monday night after smoking synthetic marijuana. The victim's mother called police when her son, according to the police report, went crazy, vandalizing the house. When police got there, they had to physically restrain the subject from hurting himself or somebody else. The name of the synthetic drug he allegedly smoked? Diablo. No word on where he bought it, and the individual was not arrested. News brought to you by Dr. Mark Kessner, Chiropractic and Acupuncture Center on Broad Across from Chevrolet of Murfreesboro. If you think you've tried everything for your chronic pain, Dr. Mark Kessner wants to help. Call 895-1253 to set up a free consultation. A Rutherford County Corrections officer continues to recover after a scuffle with an incoming inmate. 27-year-old Carla Corbett arrested for public intoxication Friday night. Once she got to the Rutherford County Adult Detention Center, she added more charges to her record. Officials say during the booking process, Corbett became combative and bit an officer on the hand. The officer treated and released from a local hospital. Reverend Dwight Ogleton in Murfreesboro providing free transportation to the Election Commission office so that individuals can register to vote. But that's not all he's doing.
And also, my family and I will be sponsoring free transportation on Election Day for anyone that would like transportation there to and back to vote.
Election Day is November 6th. The election is not just for president, but also the state general election and the Eagleville, Laverne, and Smyrna municipal elections. To contact Ogleton, just call 615-818-2459. That's 615-818-2459. More news at facebook.com/WGNS Radio or follow our breaking news tweets at WGNS Radio. This is WGNS News.
This is FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
And a good morning. The time right now is 8:13. Temperature outside is holding at 50 degrees this morning. Our guests include Superintendent Bernard Salandi from the Rutherford County Correctional Works Center, also Bob Asbury and Captain William Cope and Sergeant Michelle Collins. I'm sorry. How's everybody doing this morning?
Great.
So what is happening at the Correctional Works Center today? Anything big going on?
Today it's a normal daily operation, but we are here to really, talk about our accreditation process that we went through the past year and a half, and just tell the community more about what that means to be accredited by American Correction Association.
What does that mean, and who is the American Accreditation Association?
The American Correction Association is the oldest governing correction agency in the world. It was established back in the 1800s, I believe, by a former president. I forgot his name. Hayes? Was it?
Rutherford B. Hayes.
Rutherford B. Hayes. And the reason for it was to bring jails together and knowing one governing body and the best way to run jails, because if you know the history of jails, there was a time when it was pretty medieval with some of the conditions in the jails. So once the organization was set and the standards were in place, they were pretty much reflected upon lawsuits that were generated through the years, and based on that, those standards were established to make you run a more efficient agency.
Bernard Salandi with us, the superintendent of the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. Now, is the local jail also accredited, or is just the work center accredited?
Currently, right now, just the work center.
Is that strange for you to be the only one that's accredited in a county, or is that pretty usual?
Well, the process itself is a very, strenuous process. So you just have to set your goals and put the right people in place and get your staff and even the inmates on board. And, in our realm, also our board that governs us, and it's a lot of things that have to come in place. And so once you set your goal and your mission, then, you try to achieve it, which we accomplished after a year and a half.
What types of things do the Correctional Work Center do on a daily basis?
Our daily operation, every day we send inmates out to work for different agencies, governments, town of Laverne, Smyrna, the town of Murfreesboro, the Parks Department, the streets. We even send them out to Eagleville. So almost every day they go out to do some kind of community service. and repairing and modifying a lot of community-based facilities.
On any given day, how many inmates are actually out in the public working?
On average, good weather, we might have up to 80 inmates out, sometimes 100, depends on the agency needs, particular needs. We also do our own, when we say our own, like we will take our own inmates out with our supervision and do the streets. We also do the DUI, you know, community service project, which if you're a DUI offender, you are obligated to do so many hours of community service and on the state highway, so we conduct that too.
And what other kind of convictions are these people facing?
These are all convicted misdemeanors, ranging from driving on suspended license, public drunk, some domestic violence, anything that's considered a year or less sentence.
And you have a lot of people there. How many inmates do you have?
We've been averaging for the past month 200, a little over 200 inmates.
Is that a good number, or did you have more last year, or is that number declined?
Actually, we increased. The past year, we have increased probably about, I'd say about maybe 30-40%. So the numbers, especially this time of year, we're probably going to reach at probably 230, I would say sometime during the winter season.
So is everybody that is jailed there, are they there for 1 year or less?
Well, normally, yeah, the average stay there is approximately 3 months, I believe. But do you have to be, right, a year or less, sentence to be qualified to our classification system to come to the Correctional Work Center.
Does our work center have a program where you can go to work at a regular job during the day and then come and stay the night at the work center?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. We just started, it's called a work release program. We just started that probably going on 2 months. It's a great program. We have a couple of employees in the community that was willing to be part of it. And so far it's flourishing. We currently have 5 to 6 inmates, but we probably, I would say, by Christmas, we're probably going to have about 10 to 15 in the program.
So do they have their street clothes there at the jail store, they change, and then they go to their regular job?
Exactly. And, once they come in, we process them once again like a new inmate, make sure there's, contraband issues. They also, one of the biggest things that and help us, to conduct that program, we use a GPS system on like ankle bracelet. So, this gives us a little, ease to so we can always track them where they are. I mean, we know they're at work. We take them there, ourselves, and also pick them up after work. But, it's good to know that we have a device that can track them if anything goes awry.
So, obviously, the employer knows all about the history and everything and what's happening.
Right. We go through a orientation process with them, interview process. They are part of the whole process when we select these inmates.
And how long has this program been going on so far?
We started working on it probably about a year ago, but it actually got off the ground about 2 months now, going on 3 months probably.
And you hope to have about 15 by the end of next month?
Yeah, definitely by Christmas. I hope you should have about 15 in there.
Now, you guys have been doing a lot of work for the Rutherford County Jail. You've been preparing meals for them every single day. Is that still going on, and why is that happening?
With the jail experience, their kitchen went through an inspection process, and they had a lot of renovations to be done. At first, they thought it was just going to be minor, and then as they got into it, they realized it was more extensive, so they actually had to just break it down to ground level and actually build a brand new kitchen. So we've been doing their meals for a year now, so not hearing it might be another month before they open up their new kitchen facility.
That's a lot of meals. What, 3,000 extra meals a day? How many per day?
Every meal we're preparing approximately probably 1,200 to 1,300 meals.
Every day?
Three meals a day.
How do you do that? I mean, how do you find the time with your staff?
Well, I got to give the credit to the staff, definitely to ABL Food Management, the company that we contract to do our food service. And got to give the inmates credit too. I mean, it's hard work, but they had a plan of action. They put it in place, and it was a smooth operation for the most part.
Also, you have some friends with you, Sergeant Michelle Collins. What are your duties there at the Correctional Work Center?
Currently, I'm the accreditation manager, and I monitor the policies for the accreditation process for ACA and make sure that we're still in compliance with all the standards that are required, including the operational procedures.
So with this accreditation process that you recently went through, do you have to get reaccredited every single year?
We do. Our status right now, we're, of course, compliant. We're in compliance status for 3 years, and we submit annually our numbers. Any significant incidents, if we were to have lawsuits or deaths or anything significant, of course we monitor that and report that to them. And then on a monthly basis, we make sure that everything's operational as far as the standards and report that on annual basis. So.
And have there been any significant lawsuits over the past couple of years?
No, sir.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Zero. Well, you usually hear about jails. They have all kinds of lawsuits against them, but that's the Correctional Work Center, not the case.
No, sir.
That's very good news. And has that been something that's been going on for a long time? That have you never had a lawsuit?
I don't know of any.
Wow. And that's something that the accreditation program really looks at, I guess?
Oh, sure. Yes, that stands out.
So if there were a lawsuit, then what would happen with the accreditation?
Well, with the accreditation, it just shows and proves that we have good faith effort, and we have standards, national standards in place to prevent those type of things. You know, everything that we have is supposed to be for the best benefit of the staff, the community, and the inmates to guard against, you know, something like that happening.
And what do you have to do to guard against things like lawsuits? I mean, what do you have to be careful of?
Well, we just have to make sure that we do what we state that we do. You know, if we have a standard that requires certain measures, we make sure that we accomplish that on a daily basis.
Something that is done there, I guess, on a daily basis, you provide GED classes.
That's correct.
Is that something that other correctional work centers do in our state, or is it just ours?
As far as I know, there are several other agencies that do this. But I know that we started the first one in Rutherford County.
If the average length of stay for somebody is 3 months, are they able to complete the GED program in that amount of time?
Sometimes complete it, yes. I think we had 72 graduates last year. Yes. That number could be a little higher than that. But if they have it, if they don't complete it, they at least get a good start and then follow up.
And where do they go to follow up for classes? Do they come back to the Correctional Work Center?
No, they have the Adult Educational Department in Murfreesboro, a vocational school. I'm not sure of the name, if I'm saying it right. But they offer those type of classes there.
Also, guest today is Captain William Cope. Good morning. What are
Good
your
morning.
Duties there?
My position is actually the assistant superintendent, so just day-to-day operations of the facility.
So you get to see the ins and outs of the work center on a daily basis.
I do.
And you get to tweak it, I guess, as well.
It doesn't take a lot of tweaking, thankfully, to a great staff what we have, but yeah, that's part of it.
What kinds of things do you see there?
Probably the most important thing that we do is, and we talk a lot about work when it comes time to talk about the work center, but the rehabilitative portion of it is probably more important than the work. We what time that the inmates aren't working, we try to have them in classes, whether that be rehabilitation classes or faith-based classes or educational classes. So,
and what is involved in the rehabilitation classes?
Anything from mentorship to cognitive behavioral therapy, which is basically changing the way that someone's criminogenic behaviors or thinking, trying to get them out of those old habits and into new law-abiding habits. So,
now you mentioned faith-based programs. I know that, I don't know if it's on a weekly basis, but you take a group of inmates to the New Vision Baptist Church, and you may take them to other churches as well. I'm not sure. How does that work?
We take them to about 3 to 4 different churches. New Vision's on a regular basis. Anyone who comes to us and says, hey, we'd like for some of the guys to come out to our church, we're going to be more than willing to transport them out there for a church service.
Is that something that's done every single Sunday?
Just about every Sunday. Whenever staff allows it is when we'll take them out.
How many cars do you have to allow to do that?
We usually, it depends on the number and the number of our staff. If we've, you know, got one male available, then we may take 6 to 10 males to church. Or if we've got a male and a female officer available, then we'll, you know, take anywhere from, 10 to 20 inmates. And we can do that in either 2 buses or 2 vans.
Does the inmate have to sign up ahead of time to be a part of this?
No, they don't. We usually on Sunday morning, because we don't want to announce it ahead of time, on Sunday morning we'll walk in and ask for people who want to go.
And they got to wear their orange jumpsuit, I guess, to church.
They do. They do.
I'm sure some people don't want to do that.
We've had no complaints, and everyone at the churches have been really receptive to the fact that the inmates have been coming out to church.
And do, in most cases, they sit on the front row or towards the front?
Usually, the church will set aside pews on usually the front two or three rows.
And how successful has that program been so far?
We have found that a lot of our releases, the offenders who have been released, are going back to these churches the week they get out. I know that Superintendent and I went to New Vision one Sunday, and we saw at least 8 ex-offenders sitting in a row behind us.
That's great.
It is great.
So they're finding the comfort of a home church, and they're able to probably take part in some of the special programs churches have to offer.
Yes, sir.
And New Vision was recently out at the Work Center as well. You had something going on, I believe, a dinner or something a couple of weeks ago?
Usually there's quite a few programs going on, and then graduations for each. New Vision also sends out a lot of volunteers to work with the inmates on everything from financial matters to mentorship. So we'll have different graduations, and they'll come out and celebrate with the inmates and their families.
So whenever you have a graduation service, how many families usually come to these?
Well, we encourage all the family members or all the offenders to have at least 3 family members there. So there are times when we will fill up a conference-type hall with 80 to 100 people.
Bob Asbury is also with us this morning. Bob, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So what do you do there at the Work Center?
Well, I am on the board of directors. So I don't work at the Work Center.
So how long have you been on the board of directors now?
It's 2 years now.
2 years. Mm-hmm. And what types of duties do you have with that?
Well, we meet once a month. The mayor's the chairman of the board. There's 5 of us on there. And we meet once a month with the superintendent and his staff to go over the operations and approve the budget requests and anything we can do to help them run their operation as smoothly as possible.
Does the budget change from month to month, or is it set in stone a year ahead of time?
Well, their budget is set, but you monitor it as the months go by to make sure everybody's on track and the expenditures are going according to plan.
I guess obviously you get some peak months where there's more inmates than other times.
Yeah, their population's been going up out there, but that's part of the duties of having a work center. Is that's how you manage your jail population in your whole county. You have to use all the facilities in the court system. So.
Is it the same board that oversees the local jail, or is that totally different?
No, there's not a board that oversees the jail.
So there's just a board that oversees the workhouse.
That's correct. Yeah.
And that's been true for X amount of years now, I guess.
Yeah, as long as I can remember.
Right now the time is 8:29. We're going to have to take a short break, but when we come back, we'll try to get to some phone calls at 893-1450. Again, that number is 893-1450. Right now the time, again, 8:29, and the temperature outside is now at 53 degrees.
Turn your fingers into a microphone and talk back. WGNSradio.com is Rutherford County's online source for what matters to you. WGNSradio.com.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Kelton's on Old Fort Parkway near Gresham Lane and ask for John.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We carry the full line of Tag Heuer watches, all at 15% off every day. Our in-house watch technicians will replace the batteries and pressure test all Tag watches for half the price of other stores in our area. Bring it into Bell Jewelers.
Bell Jewelers on Broad Street in Murfreesboro, across from Toots.
If your oil is leaking and your brakes are squeaking, call 896-1407. Roberts Discount Auto Repair. Service you can trust.
on Broad Street, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest service, fair prices.
Good morning. Clearing an accident in Manchester Pike at Thomas Court on the south side of the city. We've also got lots of congestion on I-24 at 96, 04 Parkway at Chaffin Place, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, with traffic building for us already this morning. Also, I-24 coming into Midtown. Bit of slowdown there around the Bell Road exit. National Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule, your pace, within your budget. Call National Flight Training 366-9192 or go online to nationalflighttraining.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Like father, like son.
Peter had the same reaction that I did. He didn't want to be in the restaurant business, and it ended up that he came into the business, and Felicia, our daughter, came into the business, and it has been a great source of pride for me to know that the whole family was involved with it, and that we got along very well, and each of us has contributed to the success of it.
Jim and Peter Demas.
I didn't appreciate what I had when I had it.
Eat with a family who truly appreciate your business. Demas Restaurant.
WeatherEye.
For the forecast area, we'll have beautiful sunshine, high of 72 with a north-northeast wind around 5. Clear skies for tonight will drop to a low of 46 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Faluber.
Right now, 54.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
This is Chip Walters, and you're listening to Rutherford County's Blue Raider Station.
Yeah, we got them.
MTSU Sports on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Right now the time is 8:33. You're tuned to WGNS. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. Our guests include Rutherford County Correctional Work Center Superintendent Bernard Salandi, and also Bob Asbury and Captain William Cope and Sergeant Michelle Collins. Let's go to the phones real quick. Good morning. Thank you for calling.
Yes, my name is Chris McArdle, and I'm just calling in to say hi to Superintendent Salandi and also Bill Cope. I was at the workhouse probably back in January, and I got out in April the 4th, and I just want to just congratulate Superintendent Salandi and Captain Bill Cope for all the things that they've done at the workhouse, because my last day before I went this last time, it was kind of bad, and when I went this time, I had all the educational classes, the GED, the parenting class I graduated from. I went to church with them out on the outside, and I just want to, everything that they're doing over at the workhouse, I just want to congratulate them, because that workhouse, Correctional Work Center, has greatly turned around. I mean, and I just want to congratulate them.
Well, thank you very much for calling this morning.
Thank you.
Do you hear stories like that often?
You know, when I speak about what we do at the workhouse, you know, people want to give myself, the captain, chief of being on the board, you know, the sergeant, but I just don't want to sound out of line, but I always give God all the glory. You know, we put him first at that place, and that's how the leadership goes by. You know, we're about changing lives.
Now, he also mentioned parenting classes. What kind of parenting classes do you have there?
You want to talk about it?
The Exchange Club actually comes in and does a parenting class with either expectant mothers or fathers or just parents in general, and it's a pretty extensive program, and it takes quite a while, and at the end of it they'll have a graduation.
Is this open to all the inmates? Do they just sign up for it and then they go to the class?
It is. It's open enrollment, and they can join at any time.
Is that true with all the classes there? All are open enrollment?
Some are not open enrollment. We had a computer class that was basically set up on a STEP program, and you had to be there and available to go through the first class, and if you weren't, then you could sign up for the next one. But I think that's one of the only classes that we have that are not, it's not open enrollment.
And how long do most of these classes last?
We could have some that last a day, and we could have some that last up to 6 weeks, 8 weeks.
And
some actually, like some of the mentorships, they're lifetime.
When you say mentorships, are people coming in from the outside and actually mentoring the inmates?
We have a program that's called Doors of Hope. Mary Deal Williams is who administers that. And what she does is she matches the inmates up with a mentor on the outside, and then they communicate through mail and then through visits and intensive work on rehabilitation and working together to try to change some of those behaviors and get them out of those familiar places and people that they normally are around when they are outside. So when they're ready to come out of jail, that they'll be ready to go back into a more positive society.
Do sometimes they get hired by the mentor?
Not necessarily hired. The mentor is basically there to be a support system for the inmate, not monetary, but more emotional, spiritual, educational.
Are there males and females at the workhouse?
There are.
Has it always been that case?
Not always. I think the females first came over probably
January 2008.
Yeah, in 2008.
So before they were just at the local jail?
They were.
How has that worked out? I mean, is it hard keeping them separated, or do you keep them separated for things like classes?
Well, we keep them separated for everything. State law says sight nor sound, so the only time that they'll ever come into contact with each other, and never will they ever have a conversation or anything like that. It's normally just within sight, sometimes at church, program graduations. But yeah, they're segregated away from each other for the most part.
Are they allowed to sit with each other at church?
They are not.
And so that's the way it's always been. Same with lunch and dinner and breakfast, I guess,
right.
Separate as well. Sounds good. And how many female inmates do you have compared to the male population?
Average about 30.
We have about 40 now.
About 40 female inmates?
Yes.
Is that a pretty average number? Does it stay consistent throughout the year?
It fluctuates, but like the past month, we've been averaging about 40, 42 female inmates.
And again, everybody in there is in there for misdemeanor-type charges?
Correct.
Or are there any felony charges?
Some may have a pending felony charge. That, you know, normally when we, by the time we get them, it might be adjudicated within a month or two, and then it depends on the sentencing, if we'll keep them there for the duration, or we'll, after they complete their misdemeanor time, we might transfer them back to the sheriff's department.
Now, you mentioned DUI offenders. Are those felonies or are those misdemeanors?
Misdemeanors.
I didn't know that. So those are all misdemeanor charges. So those who are charged with DUI, they participate in the cleanup program that's on the outside of the work center. Do they have to wear those I am a drunk driver vest whenever they are picking up trash?
Right. Those are not currently incarcerated. Those are the ones that they were in lieu of going to jail. They were given community service and other sanctions, you know, to remain free world. But they still have to come in when they do the trash pickup. They have to wear that DUI, I'm a DUI defender. Best.
Our guests today are Superintendent Bernard Salandi of the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center, also Bob Asbury and Captain William Cope, and Sergeant Michelle Collins. Now, there was recently an article on the front page of the DNJ, in fact it was this morning, talking about a sergeant who inappropriately texted some of the females who worked there at the Correctional Work Center. What happened in that case?
There were some allegations made. We did an investigation, and the result of that was a resignation, and that's really the only comment I want to make on that.
Do you have to deal with disciplinary problems often, or is this far and in between?
It's the norm running a correction facility, a business, anything you do where you have employees, things might come up. But on average for us, it's minimal. You know, I must always say one of the things that the captain and I are going on 3 years being at the work center, and one of the first things that impressed us is that there are really some really good people that work there. You know, I'm talking about as far as character, morale, ethics. So, you know, we've come a long way from when we first started there. So dealing with personnel issues is really one of the least issues we have to deal with.
Have a lot of your employees been long-term employees there for several years?
I think the average, we do have a few that's been there over 5 years, but since we've been there, we've had probably about half the staff is, I'll say, pretty new within the past year and a half, maybe 2 years. So it's I like cut through the middle, I would say.
Something we haven't talked a whole lot about, how is the inmate population as far as the way they interact with each other? Is it a pretty calm environment, or are there problems like fights?
I mean, it's probably one of the best environments I've worked in corrections for 25 years. When we first got there, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, there were some issues there, definitely, dealing with the behavior and the temperament of the atmosphere.
That's when you took over.
Inmate population, based on the dynamics of the things that was being allowed and security issues. So, you know, being in corrections for many years and the things I learned when Chief Asbury was my boss at the Sheriff's Department, we had a lot of things in place to address, you know, misbehaviors and also encourage good behavior. So it was something that had to be learned through the staff and to the inmates as time went on. And now I would challenge to say it's probably some of the best behaved inmates because of the environment is why they act that way.
Now, when you took over, was the new facility already built, or did you have to go from the old facility to the new one?
It was already built, and when I got there, they were already there going on 2 years.
I'm curious, with the population getting along so well, does that go into the accreditation of the jail, of the work center? I mean, do they look at that type of thing?
Oh, definitely. When we actually had our audit, it was back in May of this year, and one of the first things that the auditors, it was a team of three auditors that came in from around the country to conduct this inspection, so to speak. And one of the things they were really impressed on was the behavior and the attitudes of the inmate. Pretty much based on the phone call you just received from this former inmate is what these inmates projected. They actually were more active and involved in the whole ACA process. I mean, their housing areas are probably some of the cleanest housing areas I've ever seen in any jail I've ever been into, based on them doing it every day.
Speaking of housing, are they individually housed in a cell, or is it they're all in a big group?
No, it's open bay, double bunk beds, so it's like a dorm setting.
Is that the way it was with the other workhouse as well?
The other workhouse, but it was smaller, right? But it was open bay.
That's right. That's, I guess, pretty normal?
It depends on what the facility needs are, and when they, you know, it's all about the architect, what that county wants, and, you know, what kind of dynamics they want to run their facility. It's minimum security. So the Sheriff's Department, being what we dealt with, you know, when I worked there, you have, you know, minimum security to, you know, high profile individuals. So it was definitely a cell environment there.
So the workhouse is minimal security. What would the jail be classified as?
The jail has maximum security inmates. Where some of these individuals need to be in a maximum security, because we're talking about. There are some issues there where some people have committed some serious offenses in the free world and even while they were in there. So that's why, you know, I would say the jail, you can consider the jail a maximum security jail.
And yours is minimum security because of the charges mainly being misdemeanor charges.
Right, and we also classify them before they come over. So we checked on their past criminal history, behavior. A lot of things come into place before they actually accept it at the Correctional Work Center.
Have you ever had anybody escape or try to escape?
I don't even like using that word. But in our environment, based on the dynamics, once again, minimum security, they go out to work. it's not about escape from the facility when they can just walk away from a detail. So it's a, I call it walk off. And knock on wood, since I've been there, it only happened one time, and I think it happened like my first month there. And that's the only time this happened.
Hey, why would you do it when you're only there for 3 or 4 months at a time?
Right. It, because, you know, people. They, you know, why they in jail, you know, why they do the things they do. And this individual, he had some issues with, it's a domestic thing, and he couldn't get in touch with his significant other.
It's usually an emotional decision and a decision that they're making right at that moment.
Right. And he actually turned himself in within 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
But do you have situations where the inmate who's on work detail tries to communicate with somebody who's, you know, on the outside, like a wife or a girlfriend?
We do occasionally. One good thing I can say about the supervisors who are working with the agencies that come out and pick the inmates up is that we go through an orientation with each one of them. We also try to encourage that they go through the Tennessee Corrections Institute's basic training to work with inmates. So they're trained to work with the inmates.
Are the guards armed or are they not armed? In
unarmed.
Work detail. Unarmed?
Unarmed.
And how many do you have?
Well, we have approximately two. We have two crews that go out. That's supervised with work center employees. But we have multiple crews that go out every day that are working with just citizens.
And it's one guard, or do you call it a guard with each work detail?
An officer.
One officer for each work detail. Mm-hmm. And does somebody also transport them to court, or does the sheriff's department come and pick up persons to go to court? How does that work?
We conduct all our transportation that we need for that facility. Anyone needs to go to court, appointment, anytime they leave that, unless they're going to a different agency based on for court for that jurisdiction, then they will come and pick them up. But anything dealing with us, we deal with that internally.
Now, I know the courts have mentioned before talking about doing a closed circuit television at the work center and possibly at the jail as well. Is that something that you would like to see in the future?
Definitely, because it cuts down on, you know, your manpower being decreased based on a transportation need, and it's a big security thing. So whenever they are ready to you know, implement that, we're all for it, definitely.
And if that happens, basically the criminal would just appear before a camera. Exactly. And he would see the judge, I guess, on a big screen TV next to him or right. Something along those lines.
Right. It's one of the things that's been going on, actually. It's nothing new. It's been going on for at least 10, 15 years in a lot of other communities. You know, it's just something we need to address here at Rutherford County at some point.
Do you know of other communities here in Tennessee that have that?
I think Davidson County uses
it.
Yeah,
I think so.
And, I'm sure Shelby. Your bigger jurisdictions definitely have been using it for a while.
Oftentimes, jails are overseen by private companies, but is that ever the case for work centers, or is it always the county or the city that does it?
No, it depends on your geographic location. There's, I believe, here in Tennessee, Hamilton County, their workhouse is run by a private firm.
Do you ever see that happening in Rutherford County?
I can't say I can.
It's never happened before, though, right?
No.
It's always been run by the county.
Yes.
Even when it was a smaller institution a number of years back.
Right.
And how fast does it grow? How fast does the inmate population grow? Are you looking at adding 20% of the population a year, or is it more than that?
That part of is like being part of ACA. It's something that we can always do, like a survey study. Like just last year, a lot of jurisdictions saw that their populations were decreasing, and it was nationwide. And then all of a sudden, within a 2-3 month span, it spiked nationwide. So, you know, like the Sheriff's Department and us were a perfect example. At one point, the Sheriff's Department was even down to 600 plus inmates. And then within a matter of 6 months, they got up to 1,000. So it's just the temperament of what's going on in the system and what's going on in society.
I always hear about overcrowding at the jail. Is there overcrowding at the work center?
Currently, no. We are where we need to be. And we can always increase. And the reason they're decreasing also is because we have been taking more inmates. And then also the states take some inmates from them. So once again, it's the system. As long as the system is working, then everybody should be where they need to be.
In order to take on a new inmate, does the judge have to say, well, you're going to the work center or you're going to the jail? How does that go?
They used to do that years ago, but then what they decided to do was everyone, once they go through the court system and they are sentenced misdemeanor or felon or whatever, as long as they adjudicated that case, they go straight to the sheriff's department. And then that's when we come into place where, as long as they're sentenced misdemeanor, we go through a classification system, and then we determine if they're eligible to come over to the work center.
So are there some people who are charged with misdemeanors who are at the jail still?
Yes.
Quite a few, I guess, because the population there is, what, 600-700?
Right. It's probably about the same as ours currently. And that's based because some of them is a medical issue or they're still pending other charges.
Or they might have a violent past.
Oh, right. Or they,
so it could be domestic violence related, or could be an assault charge, I guess?
Right.
Are assault charges misdemeanor or felony usually?
Well, if it's just assault, it's a misdemeanor. Now, you have aggravated assault, which is a felony.
So you do have some persons with assault charges at the work center, or do you not have any?
We do. Once again, it's the classification tree, which is called a tree, determines all of that. What was the nature of the crime? You know, the victims involved, what was his behavior while he was in court? Did he miss court days? It's a process. It takes, on average, what, maybe 48 hours to do one individual is going through the classification process.
Our guest today is Superintendent Bernard Salandi with the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center. We're going to take another short break. We're going to check on the weather, and we will be right back. The time right now is 8:52.
He's on your side. Consumer warrior Clark Howard.
Save more, spend less, and avoid getting ripped off.
Weekdays, noon to 2 on WGNS.
Now is a great time to come visit our bird department. We have new babies hatching every week. This is Amanda at Animal City, inviting your family to come do business with my family. And in our bird department, we have a large variety of sweet babies waiting to meet your family. We have a full range of supplies to keep all of your pets happy and healthy. Please come in. We are Animal City, and you'll find us at 919 Northwest Broad Street here in Murfreesboro next to the bowling lane.
For the forecast area, we'll have beautiful sunshine, high of 72 with a north-northeast wind around 5. Clear skies for tonight will drop to a low of 46 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Right now, 54.
Over the years, I've gotten to know the folks over at Bell Furniture. Perry Bell and Linda Ferris treat you fairly. You save about half price at Bell Furniture. And Bell Furniture only offers American-made furniture. I believe in that, too. So if you're looking for a bedroom set, recliners, sofas, they have it all, half price every day, at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna. And it's American-made.
Want a greener, longer-lasting grass? Try 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed and grow a lush, green lawn. 5-Star Fescue is a top-performing, long-lasting, cool-season grass that is time-tested for color and growing conditions in the South. If you have had trouble growing a lush, green lawn because of shade, drought, or the wrong grass, then 5-Star Fescue Blend Grass Seed is your answer.
Pick some up today at Martin's Home and Garden on Broad Street across from Demas's and ask for Joshua.
Play it again, sports!
Your football headquarters.
From Under Armour, Shutt, and Reebok, we've got all the gear you'll need for youth football. From pants, helmets, pads, down to the gloves and mouth guards, you'll find everything you need at Play It Again Sports on North Thompson Lane.
Good morning once again. Quite a bit of congestion already this morning on I-24 as folks make their way into Midtown Nashville. The junction there with 40. Lots of buildup through there. Also in Murfreesboro, we have traffic easing just a bit on Old Fort Parkway at Chapin Place, Old Fort Parkway at Kaysen Lane, I-24 at 96. Broad at Church, still very busy, and we're still dealing with that accident. Manchester Pike at Thomas Court should be out of the way in the next few minutes. Nashville Flight Training offers affordable flight instruction from FAA-certified instructors who work on your schedule at your pace within your budget. On Nashville Flight Training at 366-9192. Randy Ryan with traffic on WG.
We're about 5 minutes away from the next local news break. You're listening to WGNS. It is 8:55. Temperature outside, right around 57 degrees. Our guests today include Rutherford County Correctional Work Center Superintendent Bernard Salandi, also Bob Asbury, and Captain William Cope, along with Sergeant Michelle Collins. Now, the accreditation that you talked about at the beginning of the show, how many work centers are accredited here in Tennessee?
Currently, we are the only one in the state of Tennessee.
And there are quite a few work centers here in our state.
Right. Almost every county probably has some sort of a work center in their jurisdiction. We are the first one. I know Shelby County, Memphis, they are working on theirs because they are huge facilities. They call it a penal farm. They have like 3,000 inmates. So.
And that's a work center.
Right.
Not a jail.
Right. It's the workhouse, right. And so they are working on theirs. Probably they're about a year away from getting theirs.
Is it unusual for the Sheriff's Department to not oversee the work center like the case here in Rutherford County?
Yeah, it's rare. It's only probably us and maybe one other county. I know Shelby is that way. But it's not. It's really rare.
So in most cases, the Sheriff's Department will oversee not only the jail but also the work center?
Right.
And are they usually at the same location?
Not usually. Sometimes they are. It just depends on, you know, the demographics, the situation in that county.
How does that work in Davidson County? Are they separate?
Right, because Davidson County is spread out. You know, they have there's like three jails downtown, and then they have another four or five complexes off Harding Road. So,
do you ever foresee a second complex here in Murfreesboro?
Another facility?
Another facility for a work center?
Not in the near future.
There's room for expansion out there.
Right.
There is room for expansion.
Right.
And right now, you have directly next to you the Juvenile Correctional Work Center, or not Correctional Work Center, but the Juvenile Detention Center.
Right.
Is that, I mean, it seems like that would be a problem, having the juveniles right next to the adults. Has it ever presented an issue?
We always have to make sure that those kids are not out when we, because we take care of the grounds for the entire complex, for us, juvenile detention, and also the court facility. So we always make sure to tell them that, you know, when the guys are out doing the grounds, that make sure the kids are inside, not outside doing any kind of recreation or anything. Because there's also a school out there also.
But you don't have the issue of sexual offenders working there because they are, I guess, facing felony charges
right
there at the local jail.
If they identify as any kind of sex offense, they will not be allowed to come to the Correctional Work Center.
So I'm sure that makes it a lot easier as far as the children being there with the
definitely
adults.
Right.
But you do keep them separate so they're never out at the same time.
Right.
When they go to court, are they seeing each other at the same time? I mean, do they have court appearances on the same dates? How does that work?
The kids?
The kids versus the adults.
Well, most of the kids will be going to, they might go to the juvenile
that's right. Okay.
Court. So that, once again, you cannot mix them.
And the juvenile court, where is that actually at the Juvenile Detention Center?
Right. They share the same building, actually.
So they just stay right there whenever they have a court case. That makes it a lot easier.
Exactly.
Right now the time is 8:58. Our guests today have been Bernard Salandi with the Rutherford County Correctional Work Center, Bob Asbury, and also Captain William Cope, and Sergeant Michelle Collins. Thank you for joining us this morning, and we'll have to do this again in the near future.
Well, thank you for having us. Appreciate it.
Right now the time, once again, 8:58. You're listening to WGNS. Stay with us. We have local news coming your way in about 1 minute.
Talking about your local teams. All sports talk at 2 and sports night 3 to 6. I'm George Plaster on WGNS.